Zoe also asked the group to take a listen to this song by a new young rapper named Asher Roth. Couldn't hide the fact I wanted to rap, bought Jay-Z CD with my own cash, and that was back around 98 with the Annie sampling, money and thing. And even though I really couldn't relate, I kept studying and listening to stuff in my face, and now
I kind of like that song. I'm going to give that boy a big hug. It's rap, but it's good. It's like a nice soft rap. You could hear the lyrics, and he wasn't controversial.
The only thing I wish was the drummer would be a little more subdued so I could hear the lyrics better. But it was just another rap song to me.
That song, Fallen, by Asher Roth, may have failed to excite Joe Walker, but Roth is exciting plenty of other critics with his fresh freestyle form. But more on that in a moment. The first thing you need to know about Asher Roth is he's white, a 23-year-old kid from the middle-class suburb of Morrisville outside Philadelphia. And not only does he not hide this biographical detail, he celebrates it.
Being proud of where I'm from has been much more beneficial than trying to hide it and just blend in with the crowd.
Earlier this year, Roth scored a hit. He's now sold more than a million copies of his frat boy party anthem called I Love College. That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it. I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed. But my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat. Then do it again. Man, I wanna go to college for the rest of my life. The thing about Asher Roth is he desperately wants to be taken seriously. But I Love College is Asher Roth's biggest hit, his calling card, and possibly, he admits, his biggest liability.
That's just a dumb song. It's true, it's the least thought-provoking song you could probably come up with, but in the same respect, it's kind of a good starting point and a good reference point for us to start a broader topic of conversation.
What is that topic of conversation? I mean, you say the song's a dumb song. I mean, it's about smoking weed, getting a girl naked, drinking a lot, a friend of yours gets sick. I mean, what's the conversation you're trying to provoke?
Well, that's the thing. It's not, the conversation isn't based off of that. That's the lifestyle in which I can talk to these people. Hey, I come from that same world as you do. And that's what, you know, that's why it sold a million copies plus, is because people are relating to it. Man, I love
college. Hey. Hip-hop is a phenomenal commercial success. And it's been estimated that anywhere from 60 to 80% of hip-hop music in America is consumed by young white kids like Asher Roth. And yet, the suburbs haven't really produced a commercially viable, or for that matter, a respected white rapper. That is, until Asher Roth, according to New York Times critic John Caramonica.
There's a certain set of skill that hip-hop classicists really cling to. A certain rigidity of rhyme structure, tricky internal rhyme schemes, rhyming syllables throughout the lines of different verses. These are all things that Asher does incredibly well. More metaphor, pedicure, get your feet fixed. Walk in my shoes for a few, you gon' need it. Yeah, get your wee fit to practice your freeze with. Need a few weeks before you can compete with. Razor Ramon flow, oh so sharp. You can take a Pawski, I'ma take Lark on my go-kart.
Caramonica predicts that Asher Roth will be the most successful white rapper since Eminem. And while he's best known for a somewhat puerile college anthem, Asher Roth is betting that his other words will get more attention, lyrics that touch on the Barack Obama-inspired activism that marks his generation. On the track Sour Patch Kids, Roth makes an earnest pitch for volunteerism. Donate your dollars, raise a toddler, help a mother, save a father, because poverty is probably our biggest problem, and it ain't gonna stop with Obama. To save the world, we must start at the bottom. The last thing I want is people to be like, hey, that's that I Love College kid. And that might be a stigma that I'm forced to live with for a very long time. I personally want people to think, to ask why and why not. And not just through my music, just genuinely in life. But to get to that point, Asher Roth will first have to navigate past the graveyard of one-hit wonders who preceded him in the world of hip-hop. You can catch Asher Roth on tour this summer, and you can hear more of his songs at npr.org/music. Our program is directed by Petra Mayer and edited by Kate Davidson. Our production staff includes Phil Harrell, Alice Winkler, and Tina Tennyson. Our intern is John Asante. Our technical director is Sean Phillips, assisted by Marty Kersius, Peter Elena, and Kurt Stalnicker. Melissa Goh is our web producer, Key Maleski, our reference librarian. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. The deputy editor is Stu Seidel. Rick Holter is our senior editor, and the senior producer is Matt Martinez. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. From all of us, have a great week.